Turkey's prime minister has described Syria's crackdown on protesters as savagery and accused the country's president of taking the situation too lightly. Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who has developed a friendship with Syrian President Bashar Assad, had previously refrained from openly criticizing the 11-week-long crackdown, urging the Syrian leader to enact reforms. This turnaround comes after 2,500 Syrian refugees streamed into Turkey. Senior Communications Officer for UN Refugee Agency UNHCR, Sibylla Wilkes, spoke to Stefano Leshinsky about the refugee situation.
What we've heard from the Turkish authorities is that they do have things in hand. They've set up what they've described as a tent city, which has the capacity to expand according to the number of people that are coming in. The Red Crescent are on hand to help. And, of course, UNHCR has made itself absolutely available, not only to the Turkish authorities, but also letting the Syrian refugees know that if they need to be in touch with us, we're there, we're available. And the Turkish authorities refer anyone that requests asylum to us.
Considering the political situation, the political crisis in Syria, do you fear, as High Commissioner for the Refugees, that it could be worse, the situation, in the next days or hours?
Well, of course, no one knows what's going to be happening in the next few days. But what is clear is that civilians, women, children, when there's the threat of violence, and indeed when there is violence, they move. So for as long as this continues, we can certainly expect that people are going to try and reach safety. Whether that's in another country or within Syria, that's not clear.
Ankara said that it will keep the doors open for the refugees. How do you consider this attitude?
Well, it's an exemplary attitude, and we're very grateful that Turkey has assured us, and indeed assured Syrians, that if they need a place of safe refuge, Turkey is there to support them.
On the other hand, there is another area of crisis, of political crisis, close to Syria, which is Lebanon, and Lebanon is as well interested by the flows of refugees. How is the situation in this other country?
Well, it's been some time since Syrians have fled to Lebanon, but those that are there are being hosted, are being cared for. Many are staying with local families. And again, we're very grateful that this level of support has been offered, and directly by the government.
So for the moment, we can say there is not an humanitarian emergency concerning the refugees fleeing from Syria.
No, I think that it's well in hand, but obviously we are very, very concerned about these people and also those on the other side that may perhaps need to flee. We're very concerned by some reports that, of course, we've not been able to confirm ourselves in terms of access to food, electricity, water, and, of course, safety in some of these areas close to the border.
Did you get any news from these refugees about the internal situation in Syria, actually if there are internally displaced people in Syria at the moment?
So far we haven't heard that, but we are ready to send protection teams if and when the Turkish government requests it from us.
Did you have the occasion to get in touch with Syrian authorities to be briefed about the situation in the country?
Well, you know, we have a sizable refugee population, mostly Iraqi refugees in Syria, so we are in very regular contact with the Syrian authorities. So, that level of communication is already open.
Exactly. The situation about the refugees in the area, which is already a situation of not of emergency, but an important situation considering the refugees fleeing from Iraq in the past years. How much this new situation could weigh on the old situation concerning the refugees?
Well, I mean, we are in touch. We have hotlines in Syria. We are in touch with the refugees and indeed continue with food distributions, registration, our usual activities. What's interesting is that we have actually seen more Iraqis leaving Iraq for Syria than leaving Syria for Iraq, which perhaps is an indication of the insecurity in Iraq more than the stability in Syria?